Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Welcome. Just real quick, just for consent, this is going to be an episode of my podcast. The point is to just share stories and what other couples are struggling with to help other people. And my podcast is attached to my YouTube, so some clips on social. I just want to make sure you guys are okay with that. Oh, Doug just turned his camera off. Hey.
So this is recorded?
Yes, it's recording now. You can say no and we could stop, but you could also do it with the camera off and we just hear your voice. I'm cool with that as well.
All right, yeah.
But listen, because I don't want to go 40 minutes and then someone changes their mind, because that's happened as well. And then we've all kind of like wasted time. I mean, I wouldn't say wasted time, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't really know anything about it. Bree just sent me this link, so I guess I didn't know it was like all that you just told me was news to me.
Bree,
yeah, where are you out of?
Wait. Sorry. Doug, there's a huge echo, but Bree, you didn't tell him that this was going to be – you didn't tell him any of that? That's –
I guess I didn't. I thought I sent him the link.
You sent me the link. I just got off work. Like I was, you're like, hey, can you join this? This guy's, yeah, good.
Doug, I want to give you a second, because it's not really, I don't want you to feel blindsided or that this was a trick or an intervention. So
yeah, sorry.
If Doug, if you're like, yeah, I don't feel it, it's totally okay. You could also hop off and I could have a short conversation with Bree, but, I don't want to pressure. And also, like, what is it going to be like if you're like, you know, very self-conscious about this? Like, that's not the point of this. Like, you have to be all
for
in
sure.
Or,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I think, maybe just do Bree.
Okay. I'll chat with Bree for a little bit and then I'll help as much as I can.
I'll check your podcast out though. What's it called?
The Angry Therapist.
The Angry Therapist. Hey.
Okay. Okay,
I just learned three different things.
I'm going to now school Bree and yell at her for tricking you. So I guess we'll start there, Bree.
I didn't mean to trick you.
Doug. All okay, right. Doug. I'll talk to you soon. Be well.
Be well.
All right, Bree.
Sorry, I didn't mean to trick him. It was like, I sent you the email. We had been looking for therapists, so... I don't know.
Well, this is going to be interesting, because here's what we're going to do. We'll go just talk me and you for, you know, 20 minutes or so. And since I'm just talking to you, you can tell me about your situation and what's going on. But I'm going to focus on you. I'm going to try to, because Doug's not in the room. So it's like, you know, we're just going to focus on you and your story and how I can help. So tell me, what's the struggle right now? Tell me a little bit about the relationship.
Yeah, so we were in a relationship for about 2 years off and on. Mm-hmm. I would say we had like a trauma bond for sure. Mm-hmm. We were together. We broke up a lot of times. Mm-hmm. We went through a really awful event in August of 22. And that broke us up for a while. It got us sober. I stopped drinking. It's been just over a year for me. He stopped drinking in August of 22. So being sober has been really good for us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a lot of growth to happen. We got back together in January of last year. And I think we had like an amazing 8 months, but we didn't really heal anything from the past. There was still like a lot of resentment, betrayal, abandonment, like a lot of that stuff. And I think
what is happening on your end now that you guys are, so this is round two, right?
And we broke up again in September of last year. So we're now starting to talk again and see if we could get back together.
Oh, so you guys technically aren't back together. You guys are thinking about it. Okay. So let me ask
so
you this. I'm just going to, dive right into the deep end. What's going to be different this time in your opinion?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, I think therapy will help us with a lot of stuff. Like, I really want to go back. I want to heal some of my hurts that he's hurt me, that just have never really gotten recognized. And I want to build trust with him again. Like, there's not much trust there anymore.
What would that look like, building trust with him again? So, you know, when you talk about anger and resentment, that's a huge, I mean, it's one of the most common, I think the biggest things that can crack the relationship container, I call it the container. So you guys have a history, you guys are now sober. What's the anger and resentment, or is there any that you're still holding on to with this?
I think for me, I mean, I'm mad that he left me, like, again. I mean, just a lot of
things. Have you guys talked about that? Why he left and all of your feelings about it?
More or less. Not, like, in depth, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What was the reason why it didn't work last time? Broad strokes.
I don't know. Like, towards the end, I guess we were just fighting and bickering a lot. I think there was resentments, and he just was like, that's it. I'm done fighting.
Yeah. So was it how you guys fought, not what you fought about?
Probably both. Mm-hmm. I mean, we fought about kind of dumb things. Like, the last thing that broke us up is he had come home from a 3-day work event, and we were laying in bed, and I like wanted him to cuddle with me, and I like asked him to cuddle with me, and he got upset about it, and it just set him off somehow. It was like the way I asked him, or just him being tired, me not recognizing it, all sorts of stuff.
What did he do by being set off? Did he leave the room? Did he yell, throw chairs? So what did he do?
No, we just laid there. I was just like, can you just go home?
Oh, like, got it.
Wow.
Right. And then that activated stuff in you, obviously, right? Abandonment or other wounds. And then that ended the relationship.
Yeah.
So if you're in bed with him again, say next week, and you're like, can we cuddle? And he does that again, what would be different this time?
Good question. Maybe I would like not react so much and like just kind of talk to him about what's going on. Like, why is he so triggered? Or maybe I would leave and then talk about it later and not take it so personally, or I don't know.
Here are some signs. And I don't think it's a logical thing. I think it's going to be a body felt thing. If you want to do another round and you want to give this a fair shot, you guys have to both create experiences for your bodies to convince your body that it is safe, that it is different. Or... yeah. Because it's our nervous system, the activation that is more of the elephant. Our logic is just a rider on top. You know what I'm saying? The elephant's going to go, it's going to go. So if you guys both get activated because of possible trauma, if you guys had a trauma bond, there's obviously been trauma in your past. And if you guys get activated and then people are reacting, so whether it's like you should leave or whatever that reaction is, it, like, that's still going to be there, you know? So getting on the same page about, hey, listen, if we activate each other, let's talk about what's happening underneath. Because it's not about the bickering. It's what's happening underneath. Oh, it's not that you don't want to cuddle with me. It's that you're feeling whatever you're feeling, and how can I hold that space for you, and vice versa. And then convincing your bodies that this is different. And this is how we're going to like lay new tracks. Because if not, you're just going to default to what it was like before, and people are going to do the same thing. And then it's like, oh, it's the same thing, just different day.
Yeah.
So do you think you guys have that ability, or do you think that you don't know? Maybe you do. You got to talk about it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We have to talk about it. I think we would need like therapy. Like, we need support.
Sure.
Getting
sure,
there.
Of course. Yeah. Definitely. Let me ask you this. What has changed with you? Like,
I think that I've started to set harder boundaries. And just like the way he treats me.
In the short time, I know you guys aren't technically together yet, in the short time that you've experienced him, the most recent, are you noticing anything different in the way that he's treating you?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
it's too new.
Yeah. I feel like I've been disappointed by him, I guess, recently.
Yeah. What happened that he disappointed you?
Just a couple, like, kind of small things, but I'm hoping to go back to school. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of really negative about it and just
you didn't
not encouraging.
Mm-hmm. And then did you say something about that, or no, you just...
I kind of shoved it off, but then he like came back and apologized. But the way he apologized was just kind of weird. The way he worded it, he was like, "That's not something that I want to do," or, you know, I don't know. It was weird.
Do you, in relationships, struggle expressing, like, you know, your needs or what, you know, like you mentioned?
I don't think so. I think I'm pretty good at telling him what I need.
I'm curious about just using this as an example, this whole experience with him not knowing. I'm curious why you didn't tell him. Were you scared that he wouldn't show up? Was it like, why not be completely transparent and say, I mean, even if it's via text, hey, this link is going to shoot you to, we're going to be recorded on a podcast and this is going to be, you know, on social media.
Yeah, I think one is that
I believe you forgot. I believe that you didn't tell him because it's a very, pretty big deal. Yeah.
I think one, I wasn't sure that I was going to be chosen. So I didn't tell him that I sent it, I guess, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be chosen. And then when I was, it was such a short time frame. I wasn't sure he could make it until he did.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess I was afraid that he wouldn't want to do it.
I'm trying not to judge that. I don't take it personally, but I'm trying to explore behavior patterns. And based on that, I'm wondering how that is insight to how you show up in relationships. That's all.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. As like a way of withholding the information, it's like, I mean, it's not a lie, but kind of.
Yeah. But I don't think it's also coming from a bad place. I mean, I think you really wanted. Yeah, it's not. But it is a little slippery. It is not fully transparent. It is, you know, maybe there's some strategy behind it. I don't know. I'm not judging your heart, right? I'm trying to explore how you show up. I'm trying to explore your patterns, if you will, you know?
Yeah.
Because they have to be different for this to be different.
Yeah.
And you're only 50% of this, you know?
Right.
I kind of also wanted to ask you a question that's very blunt, and it's just blunt because due to time and because of what this is.
Go for it.
I would ask you this much later after we developed a relationship. But the blunt question is, why do you want to be with him? Why around two?
I've been in relationships before, but like when we're together, he just feels like home to me.
I mean, that's great. That's a great reason. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you in love with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what, Bree? Just taking off this whole therapist hat and just as a human, because I see you getting emotional and, you know, you're saying he feels like home. If you're in love with him, then it deserves a shot. You know what I'm saying? Even if it doesn't work out, it's not a fucking waste of time because if you could honestly say, I'm in love with this person, I think it's better to give it a shot. And if it doesn't work out, knowing that you gave it a shot, then not doing it because you have fear and then wondering if it could have been happened, right? Now, if I asked you, hey, how do you feel about this person? And you're like, why do you want to be with them again? Well, I'm lonely. I don't want to be alone. I'm getting older. You know, if there were more like those kind of reasons, I would be like, I don't know if that's enough, you know? But if you really are head over heels for this person, and you are willing to work on laying new tracks, giving your body a new love experience, and you're only 50% of this, so everything you can do, then I'm happy for you. Then I'm happy for you, and I'm excited. And it's like, fuck, it's, you know, like I don't want to underestimate because I think today we put so much weight on like, is it healthy? What are the green flags? And we see something and we just like minimize our heartstrings. And so if you really feel like, man, I'm in love with this person, I want to give it a shot, but just know what you're getting into and know that unless two people have really changed, it's so hard to lay new tracks because we activate the shit out of each other, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you know what? I think this is it because listen, I think that's what you were meant to hear tonight. I think what you were meant to hear is just like, should I do this or not?
Yeah.
I'm aware that we were connected by a trauma bond. I know I need to do some therapy, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're aware, you're smart. Nothing is good. I can't give you anything in 30 minutes that, you know, but maybe what you needed was just kind of the gentle reminder that you having feelings for this person matters, and that that is enough for another at bat, you know?
Yeah. I hope that he'll come to therapy with me and work on stuff. And yeah,
I hope so too. And here's the thing, you know, the relationship itself can heal you guys. Not yeah. overnight, but like as you guys build yeah. something healthy, the relationship itself can be kind of, it could give you guys corrective experiences. It could calm your nervous system. It could get you to trust more. It could redefine what love, intimacy, sex, all of that is. So like that's like the beauty about love, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not easy, but that's possible as well.
Right.
And so if you guys are both on that page.
For me too. And I, you know.
Yeah.
I hope, I don't know if that's there.
The ante to sit at this table is possible heartbreak and yeah. disappointment, of course, right? And so yeah. that's just, you can't avoid that. But right. I would tell Doug, hey, listen, and this is going to be very vulnerable. I'm going to say, you know what I got from John, that crazy Korean? I realized that I really want to give this a shot. And I know that it's not going to be easy, and I know we're going to activate each other, and I know that we both had trauma. So here's what I'm going to do. Here's how I want to show up, right? Don't say you need to do this. Just say here's, and see what he says. And if he's like, yeah, I'm on board, and here's what I'm going to do, then you guys are, you know, going at it like Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? And listen, if he's like, okay, well, good luck with that, and, you know, let's see how it goes, then that's also a sign too, you know?
Yeah.
Then you decide if you want to protect yourself or really give it a shot.
Yeah.
But you're also only 50% of this.
Right.
Even if you're quote unquote perfect, like you only have so much you can, yeah. you know.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for being here. And yeah. I guarantee you there's other people watching or listening to this who may be on the fence like you. And they genuinely are in love with someone. And they have been minimizing it because they've been reading too many self-help books and they needed to hear this. All right. Well, email me, keep in touch. Let me know how it goes. And then if Doug is on board, you guys want a session, please tell him what it is. And then we'll have a conversation.
Okay.
I think it'd be interesting if you guys decide to give this a shot to for us to do it in a couple of weeks or a month down the road as you guys are, you know, going through it.
Yeah, that would be cool. And I think like to go from a trauma bond to a healthy relationship, I feel like maybe a lot of people are trying to figure that out.
And, oh, yeah. Are you like, kidding me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
To know that it's possible, to think that it's possible just gives me so much hope, I guess. Yeah,
of course it's possible. There's, and it's going to sound very silly. If you go to my Instagram, click on my bio link, there's a trauma bond video course that I did at our mountain house with a trauma specialist.
That's awesome. I saw some of those clips.
Yeah. Get it. It's like 6 hours or something, but okay. I think both of you guys should watch it and talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
It's better for you than Netflix. So just do that let me know how things go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Sir. You're welcome. Okay. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was interesting. And I love that. That was unexpected. And I love that that ended up not being a couple session, but relatable and also a reminder that being in love with someone matters, you know? And I was thinking as I was talking to her and even saying it out loud, like there was this kind of aha moment for me because as a therapist and someone who has just been trained to just, you know, put a black light to relationship, dissect relationships, you know, I dissect the shit out of my relationship and I'm very reactive and logical and defensive. And when she said emotionally, and she said it without hesitation, you know, it wasn't like, I don't think she was lying. She said, I'm in love with him. God, that just like sliced through all the self-help books. And it made it very human for me, and I feel like what I needed to say was just go get it, go try it. It's worth it if you are in love with this person. It matters. You know, it has weight. And so, what a great message to end on. Thank you for listening. If you want a free couple session, please tell your partner that this is going to be an episode on the Angry Therapist podcast / YouTube, so he knows.